Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Local leaders are speaking out against President Donald Trump as he continues to disparage Somalians, saying Tuesday, quote, they contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country. Minneapolis City Council member Jamal Osman, a Somali man, says this simply isn't true.
Many Somalis that live in this community are working at your groceries, working at your hospitals, delivering your babies. They're doctors. They are very successful individuals.
Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says they've already received multiple reports of masked people possibly kidnapping someone, not knowing if they are or aren't authorities.
If you see something like that, that is legitimate, that you don't know if someone is law enforcement, you should call 911 and you should provide as much information as possible, because let's not forget, we very recently had tragedy in this state by someone who is purporting to be law enforcement.
O'Hara says they're trying to respond only to legitimate public safety issues such as violence, threats of violence, and property damage. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is asking a court to overturn his second-degree murder conviction in the death of George Floyd. Chauvin filed a new petition for post-conviction relief in Hennepin County District Court. In the filing, Chauvin argues his conviction should be vacated, requesting either a new trial or an evidentiary hearing. He claims the original case included faulty testimony regarding Floyd's death. Department of Commerce officials say the federal government has released $112 million to Minnesota's energy assistance program. Director Michael Schmidt says they've been waiting for this funding.
But they're now available and they're being distributed to help income-eligible Minnesota homeowners and renters heat their homes this winter. So we're really, really relieved to have the funding.
He says energy providers were getting worried about being able to help people as it gets colder. Families earning about $71,000 are eligible for heating assistance. The Trump administration is threatening to withhold SNAP food benefits from most Democratic-led states. Several blue states have refused to give the feds data that include the names and immigration status of food stamp recipients. A new and improved Eagle Cam is now live, courtesy of the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Communications specialist Elizabeth Naltmaier.
We have a better view of that nest. We installed an antenna in the off-season as well to try to enhance the image quality. An improved view of the same nest as last year, and we've seen them bringing sticks and leaves to the nest, getting it ready for the breeding season.
You can check out both the new and old Eagle Cams up on the DNR's YouTube page. The University of Minnesota men's basketball team opens the Big Ten season tonight at the Barn against number 22 Indiana. The 4-4 Golden Gophers are coming off an 86-75 loss to Santa Clara last Friday and have dropped three in a row. The 7-0 Hoosiers routed Bethune-Cookman 100-56 Saturday. Minnesota lost point guard Chauncey Willis to a foot injury. The Minnesota Timberwolves needed overtime to beat the shorthanded Pelicans 149-142 last night in New Orleans. The Wolves and Pelicans play again Thursday night at Smoothie King Center. This is MNN.